So, hi. It's been a while since you heard from me. I've picked up the idea of doing a podcast a few times now. Once was related to pop culture and entertainment, the second related to shadow work I'd done over the pandemic. I wasn't able to complete either of those projects due to being trapped in an abusive relationship with my father. Understand that I, Anessa Rochelle Johnson, am not making a report. That has already been filed, and the parties involved have been named. Understand that everything said here is true under a penalty of perjury. Understand that anyone who is named in this podcast is not named for the intent to seek legal repercussions. This is the truth from the perspective of a person looking up at the world rather than straight ahead. I am a Black woman. I am disabled. I've experienced severe trauma in my life, and I am very empathetic. I see things in nuance, not one or the other. I explore technicalities. I deeply believe in energy and kinetic motion. It is not just physical. There is weight to everything you do. Cause and effect is not just a checkerboard where if you move this piece, this space opens up and you've got control of the board. It's a Jenga tower. This piece is holding up this piece. And if you come up at it straight on, the whole thing is gonna tumble. But if you start here and go at this angle and move very, very slowly, you might be able to keep the tower together, but be very careful. Please do not listen to my troop with the intent to judge the parties involved. The truth does not belong to me, or it does not belong to just me alone. There were multiple people involved, and there are multiple perspectives involved. This one belongs to me. This is just how I kept going through a sea of bullshit. The reason I'm choosing to make this podcast and make it public is that that steel cold look in that man's eyes lives in my nightmares. It's burned there. And at some point in your life, being sober is not enough. Being physically present is not enough. You have to be emotionally present. This man is 48 years old. He's going out into the world and he's presenting himself as a 40-year-old entrepreneur. He's present of mind enough to enter into a contract to perform services for another party. But he's not present of mind enough to understand that if you grab me by the blouse, pick me up, throw me on the floor, slap me upside the head, and put your hands around my throat hard enough to leave marks. You have just committed domestic abuse and abuse of a disabled person. And I'm supposed to understand and forgive that based upon the fact that you have only been sober for 10 years and you can't control your actions. No, I don't accept that. Because you go out into the world and you present this front that you are a fully grown man that understands exactly what he's doing. So you understand exactly what you're doing. And I'm going to tell the entire story of the last 10 years of my life.